That value is at $0.54 a foot, and based on my comps, there are 54 cents a square foot, and then my and you'll see in my comps that based on the neighboring properties, there are 12 cents per foot, you know, which I'm paying four times the amount that they're paying.
Gotcha. Okay, do you guys want to do this more now? Do you want to wait for what he's got? What do you want to do?
I'd like to see what he's sent in for comps.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do that, Gary? Can you get with the can the clerk's office send him an email to make sure he's got the proper?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to send you out an email just to make sure you got the proper address, and then if you could get us that information, we'll just give you a call back this afternoon.
Sure, that's fine. Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gary. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right.
So BOE 546 is a classification.
I apologize, what?
546 is a classification.
546. We already did that.
We did?
Yep, we already did it.
I thought we did 543.
We did. We did both of them.
I missed it.
You voted.
I forgot to put my check mark down.
Now they all run again. Run together.
Do we get 540?
I think that was land.
I will tell you all the JQ.
Oh, yeah, probably the
JDHQ land holding.
The deep forest, okay.
That's the atrium. They were trying to call me, but I didn't have the time to call them back.
BOE 532 said they'd be available at 12, so we can call them in about 25 minutes before we leave for lunch.
BOE 570 is a classification.
All right, I'll call them up. Yes, Michael. My name is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we've got you on the schedule this afternoon, but we're hoping maybe we could take you up a little early.
Sure.
Okay. Michael, does the LLC or any of the owners of the LLC own any other rental property in Taney County?
No.
Okay. And are you familiar with what we've been doing in the past here?
From what I understand, changing from 100% commercial to 25% commercial, 75% residential, if you just own one property?
That is correct. Yeah, if the LLC or the owners get any other properties, they're 100% commercial if they're put in a nightly rental program.
Yes.
But as the first one, we do give that break. And again, is this the one at 445 Water Sound?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, as to BOE 570, I would make a motion that we classify as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. If I didn't say it, motion passes. All right.
You're going to do Target?
I don't think they're here yet.
Oh, is
I think
it?
It's in person.
Oh, it is?
It's in person.
Oh, it's a teleconference.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a teleconference. All right. Let's Target away.
Target was in person.
Thank you.
David Sudden.
Hi, David. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. It's now a good time.
Yes, David. Thanks for calling. I was actually calling the clerk's office. I wasn't sure if we were still on or it was going to be postponed until later.
No, we are. We've got you on the docket. We've got some comparisons in front of us and some other things, but I wanted to obviously call and let you tell us what you want to tell us, and then we'll also hear from the assessor, and there's a three-member citizen board here, and we'll try to make a decision for you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so this is 1200 Grayson Hills Parkway. It was built in 306. It's obviously the Target store. It's 125,000, a little bit over 125,000 square feet of net rentable area. I apologize that the information I submitted does not have any page numbers on it, but it's fully through the first few pages of the application on the consultation form. On page 5 is the aerial pictometry of the site. It's on a, it's a 10 and, or sorry, 13 acre site. On the northern edge of the parcel boundary, about 2.5 acres of unusable land. It's a very steep slope there in that grassy area, so the area along the northern edge is unusable. This is assessed at 2025-26 for $9,563,711 for just over $76 per square foot. This is 33% greater than the prior valuation. In 2023, it was originally assessed at $7,558,512, or about $60 per square foot. We did settle on a valuation of $7,200,000, or just about $57 per square foot in 2023. The valuation now is at $9,563,711, and I believe that's probably due from the cost of rooms to value. Obviously, in an inflationary environment, the replacement costs are going to be much higher. We don't believe, though, necessarily that the depreciation that was used is fairly relevant to the site. It's approaching 20 years old. The building itself gets a lot of wear and tear, moving inventory around and such. So the 17% depreciation adjustment might be a little bit light. And the store itself is actually becoming a little bit obsolescent by the fact that Target is actually opening smaller format stores. They're having a difficult time staffing the stores of this size and combating lots of inventory management. But it is or occupied side by Target. I go on the next two pages about the merchandise sales growth. It's very flat for Target since 2022. On this particular site, the actual same-store sales has declined by just over 1% over the last 3 years. This is one of their lowest performing stores in Missouri. They have 35 stores in Missouri, and this one ranks 33rd in terms of merchandise sales. I do apologize that in one of the paragraphs in point number 4, it should say, it says Hollywood Village West, but that should just read Shopping Center. In case Target does actually close the site, it would be find they're saturated with the merchandise sales not coming back. They have closed a number of stores, and this one would easily remain vacant as the anchor tenant of the Shopping Center. Pushing that a little bit, starting on pages 10 to 13, the summary of the large rock retail property in Missouri and you asked me about it's a large retail property, again, not specifically this size, but a single unit property. It was rental rates between $3 and $6 per square foot, and a lot of times those are negotiated downward by an actual tenant prior to the lease execution. The lease comparables themselves indicate 15 lease transactions ranging between about $5.67 per square foot with an average asking level rate and the average starting level rate about $4.33 per square foot. So on a pro forma income approach basis, that is located on page 15. We concluded to a base rental rate for the entire net rental area at $6 per square foot, use a 5% vacancy and collection loss factor, a 10% expense ratio, which is broken out by a 5% management fee and a 5% replacement reserve. Typically, because this building is approaching 20 years old, it gets a lot of wear and tear. Sometimes the replacement reserve might be a little bit higher, but we put it to a 5% replacement reserve, so a total 10% operating expense ratio. There is a cap rate summary in there, just prior to the income approach, which is on page 14. It basically indicates retail cap rates from 24 and estimated to 2027 in the Branson area. That's around 7.87%. So we put it to a cap rate of 8.5%, again, based on the increased risk of the single tenant nature of this large space for retail use. The proposed value for the property is $7,563,000, or again, $60 per square foot, which is essentially the initial value that was set for the property in 2023 prior to our reduction to $7,200,000. So we are still requesting the $60 valuation for 2025.
Okay.
We looked at some comparable sales, and again, this is a property type of department store.
Can you
it just does not trade very often.
Talk it into the room.
A lot of times, they are in portfolio transactions.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
So we did the best we could, just as a test of reasonableness, looking at sales, just to see if we were in the ballpark with their valuation. And the summary of that is on pages
7,200. Just hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I apologize for going too fast.
No, it's not just that. We may be making you happy without you having to go any further. I made a motion in 23 to reduce the appraised value down to $7,200,000.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that.
And your proposed value at this point is 7,563. That, and the assessor's office indicates that would account for the index going up slightly anyway. Basically, what the assessor is telling me is that they would agree. So, without having any more ado on that one, guys, if we can get you down to that $7,563,000. I would make a motion on BOE 578 that we reduce the appraised value to $7,563,000.
I second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Hope you get a raise out of this. All right. not a problem. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it looked like to me from after the assessor had looked at this that they had agreed, and it's consistent with what we're doing in other box store cases, okay?
Yeah, we simply just thought that the assessment model overshot the value this year.
Understand. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next one's on page 4. Mm-hmm. BOE 529, and it's a classification.
529, we already did.
How am I missing these?
540, I still think we need to do.
No, we did 540.
Well, we did?
No, I don't have. We did 540.
We called them as a voice.
So I marked it on the wrong one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, 540 is the one we still got to do. I've called them twice, actually.
Sorry.
Can I say one thing, too?
Sure.
On Lowe's, the value that we have, we went to the State Tax Commission. We've already had all of our arguments. We're waiting for the answer.
Okay.
And we've not been out there since because we're waiting to hear from them. So whatever value
is this value that's on here just have a rate increase and that's it? There's no
that's
change?
That's all it should be. I mean, we can check, but I think that's all it should be on there.
Okay.
What time is Lowe's? 1?
1:30.
1:30, okay.
Well, I mean, they may take us up early if we call. I'll try to call BOE 540 again.
Yeah.